He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
He's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
I should be in a mental ward.
Together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, I'm feeling like it's going to be a good day.
No doubt. Shout out Ice Cube. And it's your birthday, Evan.
It might be a good week.
Happy birthday to you.
Appreciate that, Guru. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson. Well wishes to Matt Steinmetz. He's holding it down. In fact, I know he's doing so well that I'm house-sitting for him this week, and he still didn't reply to me for over 4 hours when I asked him where the key to the lockbox was.
And then he went groupie on us and told us who he saw. Some pro athletes were in his vicinity. Remember?
Oh, I must have missed that.
You had a long weekend. How was the party, baby?
The party was great.
I missed it. Shocker, I missed it.
You were there in spirit,
no
though.
Doubt.
You
and
were there
I,
in spirit, though.
I was watching. I kept rewinding your video. I know that's creepy.
That was uncomfortable.
But I saw everybody getting after it. Kenny, you made it. How was it?
Jersey Ken was there. Carter was in the house. Lucas
Carter,
showed up.
Early MVP.
Oh, he.
Carter looked like he was active.
Dude, he put up 81. That's what he did. Kobe Bryant. R.I.P. No, a lot of people from the station came out. Big thanks to all of them. It was a great night, and it's turned out so early. Be a great day.
Did anybody, I'm not trying to start anything early, Evan. Did anybody overstay their welcome?
Actually, yes, but it didn't hit me until, well, I don't
so
know
it didn't
say
matter
this,
then, right?
No, a lot of people, dude, it was like 1:30. Everybody's looking around, starts to get a little quiet. And then you say, hey, it might be time to hit the showers.
Oh, boy, it happens.
Yeah, Ken, don't worry, though. I'm not going to charge you for the chair you broke. Don't worry, buddy.
You know,
chair.
This isn't my fault. Okay?
Abundant life on the line one.
No,
chair.
No.
Kenny, you're live.
At the party,
a chair was
I'm
broken.
Sitting in one of the most rickety chairs that Carter Chickering was sitting in for the last 2.5 hours, just loosening it up for me. And then I sit down, all of a sudden, snap. Right through.
I'm really disappointed that you threw Carter under the bus. You couldn't
no,
just take accountability.
No,
I'm not going to lie. I did that on purpose.
Oh, look, Carter snitching early.
I got set up.
But sound like, yeah, did Lucas show
Jerome
up?
Jerome Bettis, he was the bus on Saturday.
That is a four. Did Lucas show?
No? He did show.
Look
yes,
at Luke.
He did show. He
I'm
was in
jealous,
the house.
Man. I'm glad. And today's your day.
It is. Yeah.
I got a sandwich for you after the show.
Oh, appreciate you. Yeah, down at the cafeteria.
Let's do it.
Well, and kind of feeding off of that. Look, I'm sorry, Ken, but it is a results-based business. You break the chair, you break the chair.
Kenny!
And that's where I think this
bill
weekend...
Me.
That's
bill me. Yeah, I'll send you Venmo, buddy. What are you making of the ending of the San Francisco 49ers preseason game, Goo? It is a results-based business, but I'm not really feeling like that today. And we're going to talk about a lot of things that have to do with distractions, silver linings, and to me, I don't know, maybe a bit of fussle from this weekend because there was a lot of that at the party. There was a lot of that in sports this weekend. But how are you feeling about the results-based business?
All right, okay.
And really just where you're at right now with the 49ers and I think what everyone came away from that game feeling about its kicker, Jake
right.
Moody.
You know what? On your birthday, Evan, you John Stockton, you set me up and I'm ready. As far as the game Saturday and it being a preseason game, obviously, that was entertaining to the max. Shout out HBO. I enjoyed that football game that was, at the end of the day, meaningless, but it gave us everything we wanted. And before Steiny left on his trip, Evan, you can back me up as my producer, our producer. I've defended Jake Moody. I don't know what it is. It's like, dude, they got bigger fish to fry than just Jake Moody, and maybe it's because we were in Vegas and he hit that 50-yarder in the clutch in the Super Bowl and where he was drafted that's buying him time, but I'm not going to get mad at the player if Kyle and John are still saying he's good enough to still be on the team. But, Evan, here I go, in motor mouth. Social media has taken over because you would have thought, Jake Moody's a kidnapper. Like, what has he done to everybody? I know we didn't have the best year. Missed a kick against the Rams, but the fact that he was mobbed by his teammates, Evan, What if I told you, old Goo, because I was rooting for him, 4 or 5. But I got to tell you, I kind of didn't like how they mobbed him after, as if it was, dude, you are just a flip of the coin. I didn't like that part, Evan. It felt like a different message was being sent to me from his teammates and Kyle turning red after every kick.
That's the fussle. That's the fake hustle. Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, Trent Williams, Brock Purdy, everybody, George Kittle mobbing him at midfield after hitting, to his credit, a 59-yard field goal to win the game. Yeah. But that's where I'm left feeling like, and it's not even about preseason, Goo. I just don't think this kid can win. I really don't.
What gives you that, Evan? Like, what, that's like a drink you had over the weekend. That's strong.
More than one. Everyone's made up their mind about him. And I look, in a season in which you don't really have, I think, a grasp on who everyone's going to be, there's a lot of question marks on the 49ers.
No doubt about it.
In a way, Jake Moody is one of the few people that I'm listening to Grandy and Sterling on the way back on Saturday. They did a great job on overtime. I'm reading some of the comments on social media.
Boy.
And I understand the internet's a toxic place, but like this guy, Jake Moody, is not going to be able to win unless he hits. I don't know if it's a playoff game winner. If somehow he can go back in time and make that extra point in the Super Bowl and they walk away champs. You know, Jake Moody is somebody that because of his draft status and because of his inconsistencies, I just don't feel like the fan base is going to be able to trust.
And Evan.
And yesterday was exactly why. He goes 5 for 6, even though he misses one early. He has the wobbler on the second to last
but
one.
People were,
barely makes the 26-yarder.
But it went in. Come on. I didn't want to go to work, but I went. Like, Evan, that's when I'm like, oh, this is, he's, shout out Chuck D and Flavor Flav. He is public enemy number one. And Evan, I do, you said scholarship. You didn't say it, but that's how I took it. They did bring in a kicker, allegedly, for some competition.
He didn't even kick in the preseason game. The first one against the Broncos.
Okay, let me ask you this, and I'm not Jake Moody's daddy, old enough to be, but at what point do you put the onus on management if they didn't make the move or jettison him yet? Like, he's still your kicker because, and I think it's where he was drafted, and I'm just not ready to give up on him. But I'll tell you this, if Jake's listening, Evan, when fans start of your own start critiquing the makes, then, boy, you got a pro. You know what I mean? Like, he's got to almost be perfect, and I feel bad for him.
And you talked about management, because to me, that's kind of the theme of today's show. What is management's role in some of these decisions that put players in tough spots? Like, if Jake Moody fails this season, which is inevitable, he's a kicker, he's going to miss kicks.
Yeah.
I actually don't know if he's ever made a game winner technically before a walk-off buzzer beater before the preseason game yesterday. If he has, please call in and correct me. I would love to hear it. But that's kind of where we're at. If Jake Moody messes up in the regular season, I don't want to come down Jake Moody's road. The Niners drafted him in the 3rd round. Kyle Shanahan, and we're going to hear from him in just a second, is continuing to empower him because they're in a position where they have to. They didn't really bring in another kicker to compete against him. It doesn't look like they have a guy that's going to back him up. And it doesn't look like Jake Moody is somebody who has to fear for his position, has to fear for his job. What is management's place in that? What is management's place in this Jonathan Kuminga saga that continues to unravel and continues to stack up notes like from the SF Chronicle this weekend? What is management's place with the San Francisco Giants, who got a 7-1 win yesterday, had a 38,000 crowd at their feet, clapping, standing? You know, what is their place in this season that has completely gone off the rails?
Man, Evan, I'll say this to that as we're up against it, and this is no diss to any player, but what if I told you management are the parents and the kids are your responsibility, the players are your responsibility? So Jake can't fire himself, and obviously he wouldn't do that. So if I see him out there, I do wonder how much of his draft status and the fact that Kyle may not want to admit he made a mistake plays a part in him still being here. But, Evan, I just was having fun as I was solo Saturday, couldn't get to you. Like, man, the vitriol this kid's getting. And he made 4 or 5, and I just hate they celebrated like it was him winning the playoff game. Like, you could have dialed it down just AT&T just a tad bit. But it is what it is, Evan, and he's their kicker. And 24-34 last year – and maybe this is it, 6 of 11 for 40 from 49 yards and 4 of 9, 50 plus. He's got the leg, but, man, you got to make – I don't know what he can do.
Well, he made 5 field goals yesterday, and he made the most important one from 59 yards, which, if it was in the regular season, would have been a career long. What did Jake Moody leave you feeling about, I don't know, his spot on the team or just about the 49ers in general? And also, you know, again, when he's the kicker this season and something wrong happens inevitably, which is it's going to, who's that on? Are you going to walk in on Monday and blame Jake Moody? I'm not. I'm looking higher than Jake Moody. I'm looking at the people that have put him in that position, to make or miss a game-winning kick. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Ceremony Ford.
So 59 yards, Jake Moody.
Come on, Jake.
For the win. He got it!
Jake
Moody.
Is running another victory lap down on the field. That is a great kick from Moody, and I am so glad it worked out where he could kick a career long. Certainly it's in the preseason, but to smash that through the uprights, awesome.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know, I think it was the season opener in the NBA in 1979. Magic Johnson's first game as a rookie.
I'll look at you.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar hits a skyhook to send the Clippers down to the dumps, and Magic wraps his arms around Kareem
man,
and is hugging him like...
What'd he say? What did the captain say back to him?
He said, Rook, we got 81 more.
Dude, man. And they had that in Winning Time, one of our favorite shows that aired on HBO.
That's where I know it from. Yeah, that's where I know it from.
But it doesn't count. Shout out Guy Haberman, formerly worked here, 95.7 The Game.
No doubt.
A good job filling in for Pop on the call.
He has done a good job.
Yeah,
I've liked Guy on the call. He's brought the appropriate energy, very knowledgeable, and I think he's done a fine job.
Now, are we not going to talk Kenny? We got to keep it real. That's what we do here at 95.7 The Game.
10-2.
Somebody got trucked on the Niners and Lenore. and Evan, what did you see? They said Genty has the power of Emmett.
You gotta stop.
This is Marcus Allen saying it. The power of Emmett and the balance. I love it. The balance of Barry Sanders. Think about that. And he trucked Lenore. But it's just like getting dunked on. I've had that happen. Nothing against Lenore. You still a baller? But he trucked you, Evan Eve, like a deer in the woods. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. You got dunked on?
Evan, I go up. I ain't trying to just – you got to pay the price.
Alonzo Mourning?
Oh,
he got dunked on?
Evan, a few times.
Oh,
then when we're driving home with my friends, then they laugh. Don't laugh in real time.
No, you could go right by me. Yeah. I'm not going to put on a poster.
But Genty,
no,
that's high praise for Marcus Allen.
It's a preseason game. God, respect the Hall of Famer. Marcus Allen is an all-time great. But the strength of Smith with the speed of Barry?
The balance.
Yeah, he put D'Amador Lenore in the turf, and that was a very impressive stiff arm. But can we let him play a game before we crown him one of the greatest of all time?
Nobody said that. I was just telling you and Kenny.
Now, Boise State, that dude was a bad man.
Yeah, man,
was unbelievable.
You think? And so was Barry at OK State. Remember that? I remember. You were too young then. He was running on ESPN like a deer in the woods.
No, I never saw Barry Sanders play in college, but I did see Christian McCaffrey play at Stanford.
He was a bad
And that
boy.
Was one of the best players I have ever seen.
Shout out Andrew Luck. I'm rooting for him.
The one thing Jenny dude didn't return kicks, though.
Now,
Barry Sanders did that.
I will say this about the game.
Okay.
I've been hearing a lot, and I got to be careful here, and you help your boy out. I've been hearing a lot about the rapport between Pearsall and Purdy. Evan, I know it's one drive. It's a preseason game. But what if your boy told you, I saw it too. A big third and 18, couple completions. I don't know what the Raiders were doing. But I will say this, and you throw something at me on your birthday. I just didn't like that series didn't culminate in a touchdown. That was like last year's Niners, you know, in the red zone. No McCaffrey. No, I get it.
No,
but, Evan, they were moving. Brock just seemed relaxed. I like what I saw. It's a preseason game, week 2, but they didn't get in the end zone.
No, you took the words right out of my mouth. I literally wrote Evan. My notes right here. Brock Purdy looked great between the 20s. Red zone, 2024.
All right, nothing to see here, though. Kittle, McCaffrey, and Pooney got hurt. That was the biggest takeaway, right?
Well, there's not only Dominic Pooney, what, yeah. Patrick Taylor and Corey Kiner basically go down on what feels like back-to-back plays. You're down to your sixth and seventh running back behind Christian McCaffrey. Keyshawn Vaughn is going to be, I don't know, one of the backups moving forward.
Man.
Well, it's a good thing you got depth at that position.
And Jeff Wilson Jr., old friend, you brought him back. You're going to need him.
Got back in the end zone.
Yeah,
no doubt. I mean, look, I think in what we're talking about today is the idea that, look, Jake Moody makes a game-winning kick, 59-yarder. He gets mobbed, as you heard in the highlight, coming back from break. And I'm feeling not much has changed in regards to people's feelings towards the kicker. Whether you believed in him, the majority, I think, doesn't believe in him. My big takeaway from it is I don't think this kid can win. And it's not because he's not good. It's not because he's done anything wrong, but because he's been inconsistent from the moment that he was taken in the third round. And with those kind of expectations, you're looking for a guy that you don't have to worry about. If we're talking about the kicker in any situation outside of a game winner in a big game, it's not a good thing. And I just feel like everyone this year, because I can see it now, if Jake Moody makes a couple of kicks in the regular season, they'll be saying, oh, well, he hit that one in the preseason. And if but if he doesn't make kicks, it's going to be, well, what the hell was that 59-yarder worth in the preseason?
Well,
anyway?
I'm going to say this to that, and you tell me if I'm the foul pole in baseball. Being fair, look at you. I'd recycle that. Either bottom line is, at this juncture, isn't it on management and the head coach? They had ample time to replace Moody or be done with the Moody experience. But I do believe where he was drafted, again, I know he missed the extra point in the Super Bowl. He kind of makes that you win the game. That's kind of a big deal, but it played different than that in real time. Hit a 50-plus yarder in the Super Bowl. But, E, at this point, if the Niners are signing up, Kyle telling you, this is my kicker, and what did he say after the game? He kicked his ass off. That was kind of, all right, Kyle, give him his credit. But that's not on Jake. It's bigger than Jake at this point if the Niners say and designate, this is our guy going into the season. That's on you.
Here's what Kyle Shanahan said after the game in regards to Jake Moody.
Yeah, I think going 4 for 5 and hitting a 59-yarder and a 50-yarder and the game winner from 59, I think that was a hell of a day for him. So I thought he kicked his ass off and gives us a lot of confidence.
He kicked his ass off, Goo.
Yeah, and again, you're looking at me right now like, okay, what's going to happen week one in Seattle? I have to believe only Jake knows where he's at. So he's got the bubble guts or the yips. If it's not preseason, that pressure, how people deal with it. But, Evan, if he shanks the first couple in Seattle, then I'll say and double back, like I always do, okay, that one in Vegas on week two of the preseason didn't mean much because, obviously, he didn't grow from it. But if he runs 10 in a row, 10 for 10, I think it's fair we look back and say, oh, boy, that confidence builder in Vegas got him going.
Well, I'm happy for him. You want him to succeed. You want the Niners to succeed. It's a preseason game. There's relatively no pressure on the line. If you lose, it doesn't matter. But this is what I'm feeling again from the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line from the 415. It's because he missed a 53-yard kick just earlier in the game. I would also say the one that he just snuck in from 26.
What does that mean, snuck in?
Means if he kicked it from 27 yards, it would have gone left.
So it's almost like to you he missed it because it was so close. That's how fans will react. I'm like, it went in.
I don't need to hold my breath every time a kicker goes out to the field because I don't think I'm going to get 3 points. Jake Moody is far from automatic, even though he went and knocked down the biggest kicks. Also from the 707. They're suffering from a sunk cost with Jake Moody. They won't move on from him as a third-round pick.
Evan, and I'm looking at you, I kind of get that.
Well, what Brock Purdy deals with, and Mark Willard, I think, talks about it a lot, the draftism against Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
It's held it against him because he's the last pick of the draft and people keep expecting him to turn into a pumpkin.
Yeah, no doubt.
In a sense, Jake Moody also deals with the same thing because he has the expectations of a third-round pick. I believe one of the two in the last two decades that has been taken that high, and certainly the one that's been taken the highest in recent memory. So people are expecting Jake Moody to be one of the best kickers, and he's just not.
I got you.
He's too inconsistent to be one.
And I'll do this for you. Tell me what you think. Austin and San Jose kind of pointed it out, but is it symbolic, the fact that it was a preseason game, and if we just went around the league to where you got some kickers or kind of made kickers, if they're in that situation – maybe the celebration is kind of tempered. The fact that they mobbed him, is that symbolic of kind of what he's been as a kicker here in his young career with the Niners?
You know who wouldn't have gotten mobbed? The guy on the other sideline, Daniel Carlson.
Oh, all right.
Because he's an all-pro kicker.
Yeah. Aubrey in Dallas.
Every time he walked to the field in the middle of that, during the preseason game, Carlson, I mean.
Yeah.
It was going in.
All right.
Like, it's just, it's going up and it's going in. Doesn't matter if it's from 50, from 55, from 35. Daniel Carlson is a walking bucket as a kicker.
Damn.
And Jake Moody just isn't. And
hasn't been, still has time, especially this year.
You're right. He hasn't been. That's my bad. But what's it going to take, Goo? To me, it's going to take a postseason moment. It's going to take doing it over and over and over again. And I think, honestly, that the playoffs might be the only place that he could redeem himself.
Wowee. Like, I'll say this to that.
They got to get there first.
Yeah, no doubt. But if week one comes down in Seattle and, you know, it's a tie game or they're down two and he kicks a 48-yard or 45, whatever field goal, and they win the game, that's where I want it to start. You know what I mean? Then you get that momentum. But dude has the leg. It's just right now, Evan, we know what it is. The yips. I always think, you know, take this for what you want. You don't have to buy it, but I take a field goal like a free throw. It's in between the ears. You gotta have the kahunas to know what to do. You know you can kick it, but can you mind over matter in high leverage situations?
I think it's also akin to being like a golfer, but that's kind of the issue, is that there's some golfers who just really struggle in big moments.
Not Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah, but he ain't Scottie Scheffler. He's more like Tommy Fleetwood.
Look at you.
And you don't know who Tommy Fleetwood is because he's got about five or six runner-up finishes in which he's blown leads.
Yikes.
That's not where you want to be. And it's, again, my larger point is this isn't on Jake Moody.
Is it a distraction-y?
No. And we're going to get to distractions. I don't think it's a distraction. But when you put someone in a position of importance, you have to have confidence in them. In any line of work, boss puts us on the air, it's because he's got confidence in us. If he didn't, wouldn't be on the air.
And you got to earn that too.
Yes, you do. I mean, you have to be given a chance to succeed. You also have to be given a chance to fail. And I think in a lot of people's minds, Jake Moody has failed in the bigger moments in which you've needed him. And so if he comes out in this regular season and he fails, which is, you know, more than likely going to happen.
It happens.
That's not on him. That's on the San Francisco 49ers. Because the moment they've moved off their past veterans, Robbie Gould, my personal favorite was Phil the Drill Dawson, Akers, like all of these guys. The moment you decided to replace Robbie Gould with a rookie, you put yourself in a position to possibly fail.
And I believe that's, if you believe it or not, Evan, I believe that's why. If you want to deem Jake Moody on his 10th or 11th life or even his 9th life, I believe it is draftism. The fact that they purchased him higher than a lot of teams would, and our eyebrows raised when Kyle did what he did. So we'll see if he can turn that into momentum. And I know that was a bit strong with distraction, but it's obvious, Ian, I'm talking to you right now, a lot of Niner fans don't have confidence in Jake Moody at this point. I think you would agree with that.
And that's why we saw this and Kyle Shanahan talking about Jake Moody's post-game speech.
Yeah, it was cool. We had him give us a speech, break us down. It's a little anticlimactic, but he did a good job. Guys were happy for him.
A speechy?
I don't like the guy, but Harrison Butker is not giving a post-game speech after a preseason game.
Because
he's one of the best kickers in football.
Now, okay, the celebration, the fun police were at my door. I didn't answer because they're like, come on, Goo, let's have – all right. But a speechy, you do that when it counts. Because technically that game didn't happen. That don't go on his ledger.
It doesn't.
Hopefully the mental ledger is all that matters.
Well, and again, like, they're going to need him this year.
Let's hope less than last year, because that offense had a problem in the red zone, I believe.
I'm totally with you. But you need your kicker to clean up drives that don't result in touchdowns. The Niners are not as talented as they have been in years past.
Facts.
That means they're probably going to be in a lot of close games.
Mm-hmm.
Games decided by a kick here or there, by a big throw here or there, by a big run, by a big tackle, by a big turnover. You need everyone on the same page. So again, if the Niners don't win a game and Jake Moody misses a big kick, that's I'm sorry.
That's on Kyle.
That's not all on him.
Right.
That's on Niners management. That's what we're talking about today. Where do they come into play for the decisions or for the positions they put some of these players in? You know, you're going to need Jake Moody, and yesterday was a big kick for him. I hope that can boost his confidence to help the Niners in the regular season.
Perfect. It was perfect, you would think.
And I'm wondering how people feel about it. Again, 888-957-9570 is the number. Leroy is in Oakland.
Our man.
Leroy, good morning, man. What's going on? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Abby? What's up, Goo?
You got it?
Hey, look, to me, hey, happy birthday, brother. Happy birthday.
Thanks, Leroy.
All right. So to me, a management team has to, like, balance how much they're relying on potential, talent, and character, and which way they're going to go with it, right, Goo? So say, for instance, Jonathan Kuminga, Evan.
Yep.
Steve Kerr and the organization, they knew that Jonathan Kuminga didn't have the college experience that Kerr spoke of and made an excuse why he couldn't coach J.K., but that's neither here nor there. But the organization had to know that they were more on Jonathan Kuminga's potential than they were his talent. And, of course, they liked his character, right? But now I'm wondering how they feel about it, considering what they've been going through. But the same with Purdy, right? A lot of guys on the San Francisco 49ers, same thing. Kyle Shanahan leans more toward potential and character guys than he does talent. And I'm not saying that you don't need those things, right, guys? I'm just saying that management of the Warriors and the Niners have done a bad job recently of balancing those three things, potential, character, and talent. Sometimes you got to take the more talented guy, even if it seems that he's having a few character issues or he's got some character issues or whatever. Sometimes you got to take a chance on the eye-popping talent of a guy. And I don't think the Warriors and the 49ers have just done a good job of that, you guys. So you look at Rafael Devers, right? He was looked at as not being such a character guy, but they pulled the trigger on him anyway. And, I mean, I liked him. I thought we needed a left-hand pitcher, Goo, but, I mean, I liked the move. He was considered to be, you know, not such a good guy, but they pulled the trigger anyway. So I just think, you know, the Warriors and the Niners need to do a better job of balancing that potential, character, and talent, and not always going with the potential or the character.
Hey, Leroy, I got to say this before you go, not that you care. We had a show meeting, and those three guys, their names came up. So that's funny. You when he did the roundabout, like he was in on the meeting.
Yeah, strong call,
birthday.
Leroy. You're sniffing something here.
Man.
And thanks for the birthday wishes.
When I think of Niner kickers, there's only one. I'm older than you, shocker. Ray Wershing. That ring a bell?
Only from his name.
Okay.
I never saw him kick.
Yeah, gotcha.
No, but like kickers are guys that you shouldn't be talking about. If you're talking about them,
but
it's
they can
bad
be
news
a
beers.
Weapon when they're rolling. Like you said, the other guy on the other team are the Raiders and guys
oh,
throughout.
Oh, Daniel Carlson?
Yeah,
for sure.
Can I mention Tucker? The old Tucker before the drama. Yeah, he was a weapon.
I mean.
Hey!
I don't know if
I'm
weapon's
talking
the word
about
that
the
I would
player,
use.
People. Yeah.
The weapon. If weapon is the word that
hey,
I would
don't
use.
Hey, don't talk about that.
Yeah, I hope we never get to the point where we have to talk about him. But the thing is, and Leroy's onto it, it's like the management does play a role in this. So if, for example, you know, if Jake Moody is out there this year and fails, I hope that he doesn't, but track record says, along with the fact that, again, he's a young player. Young players are generally inconsistent. He's going to have some good moments. He's going to have some bad moments. But to me, the Niners are more dependent on those sort of inconsistencies this year than in years past because their roster isn't as talented. To take it to the Jonathan Kuminga realm, I do think management plays a role in their current predicament. Absolutely. They haven't been able to either determine what he is or make a choice on what he isn't. And so to me, we were talking about it before the show meeting, but to me, like Jake Moody and Jonathan Kuminga, they're representations of front offices' refusals to admit they're wrong. You know, Jake Moody's a third-round pick. If he wasn't a third-round pick, the Niners would either have someone competing with him right now, or he might not be with the team.
But
I don't know.
He only has two seasons on the books. So you're ready to, it sounds like you're ready to throw him away because we know whatever age you are, the field goal position is so fickle. But I just feel like the biggest compliment, Jake Moody, this is how I would talk to Jake if he were my boy. Where they drafted you supersedes everything else, even if you feel like your 2 years have been subpar. But if you have, and I'll say this to you, Evan, and the listeners, I believe if Moody has the same season he had last year, he would be out of here. So there's got to be improvement. But, Evan, I'm just like, you're strong as any vodka with only two seasons you're ready to wash your hands. Like, you wouldn't have been shocked, or if you were running it, he might not be your kicker this year.
He might not be.
Man.
But I would bring in someone else to compete against him. Again, it's not his God-given right just to be the kicker of the 49ers, but he's a third-round pick. So that means
something.
That they have more of a reason to believe in him than a guy who is undrafted or a late-round pick, which, by the way, is the majority of kickers in the NFL. You know, I think you can go find another kicker to be inconsistent.
But it makes that pick that much worse, E, when you look at a team that's going through transition, if I could call it that. And it's like, damn, Kyle, what were you thinking? And that pick that you use, that dude's out of here in 2 years. I think that plays a part into, we'll give him one more.
Well, that and combined with the fact that you drafted a rookie kicker in a season in which you were competing for a Super Bowl. There are a very few amount of young kickers that are dominant right off the bat, nevertheless ones that kick for teams that are playing in the biggest of games. Yeah, I mean, I think that they might regret that choice.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, I think at the time they didn't want to spend money on Robbie Gould. They wanted a guy with a bigger leg. They wanted someone to be able to make 50-yard kicks because that's the norm now in the NFL.
No doubt.
And Jake Moody hasn't done that as much as he hasn't, at least for me, to feel confident in him this season.
You know,
The Niners are going to need him, though.
I'll say this. No doubt about it, E, and I don't know what they did, if the Niners flew back right away or if they stayed in Vegas. Preseason or not, just from a Jake Moody standpoint and the enigma that he's been, I think everybody can agree with that word. But the bottom line is he had a hell of a Saturday making 4 out of 5 kicks and the game winner, albeit they didn't count. That constitutes, hey, let's go have one if they stayed in Vegas.
That's true. Yeah. This is from the YouTube chat, No, saying, why can't you talk about kicker? Totally disagree. Not wanting to talk about special teams is just a reflection of general ignorance about special teams. I agree. My point is, if you're talking about the kicker, it's generally because you're discussing the special teams' mishaps or mistakes. When you don't talk about special teams, they're generally moving flawlessly.
Mm.
You know, it's a little bit like offensive line. If you're not talking about the offensive line, you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
But you really notice when the offensive line, which, by the way, on Sunday against the Raiders, was kind of on display because Pooney goes down with a PCL injury.
Early.
You only have, I think they averaged 3 yards a carry during that game.
That's not how they drew it up.
Take away the Kiner 20-yarder and it's 1.5 yards a carry.
But again, that's where I'll double back and say, it's preseason. You're hoping Pooney's ready week 1 in Seattle.
Yeah, and he's going to be out for a few weeks, which is just about the amount of time it is until now. And from now until September 7th, 7th they kick off, 20 days. So about 3 weeks between now and week 1 in Seattle. But when you're talking about the offensive line, you know, unless you're really breaking down like the X's and O's.
Unless
you're Brian Baldinger.
I was just about to say.
Unless you're going full Baldy, it's because the offensive line is not doing its job.
And that affects everything. Even the guy that you gave him a new contract to, and that was Brock Purdy, who, again, I know it was one drive. He looked smooth. But why am I nitpicking, E, when it was all said and done? They couldn't get it in the end zone.
No.
And no big takeaway. I couldn't lie to myself like I didn't see that.
Well, I thought Brock Purdy looked good.
Yeah.
3rd and 18, 66 yards. The only way they moved the ball down the air was when Purdy was throwing it.
No doubt.
The 3rd and 18 throw to Pearsall was a really nice precision pass right before he broke out of his route. Looked like he's building a lot of chemistry with number one, which you want to see. Yeah, like those are positives from the preseason. There's no doubt.
Do you play him in this last final one?
No.
Okay.
No.
Against Chargers? I think it's the Chargers.
Yes, it is the Chargers.
Chargers?
No, you don't play Brock Purdy. You don't play Kittle. You don't play. And I think
it's go time.
Scratch.
Yeah.
It's go time.
Yeah.
Well, last time we heard those words.
Oh my goodness! I was like, "What is he?"
It was not go time.
Happy birthday to you, E.
It was no time. 888-957-9570 is the number. You know, I do want to kind of broaden this again. We're talking about management's choices and the players that, you know, if they're inconsistent, if they fail, if they succeed. How much of that is on them? How much of it is on management? I'm looking at someone like Jake Moody, and if things go wrong this season with him, I'm looking at management. I'm not going to blame Jake Moody.
At what point does it become a distraction if you're saying it's not there? Because I kind of feel like it is now.
I mean, if he misses a kick or two in week one that costs you the game, or even if he just
two
misses
of his first
in general.
Five.
Yeah, if he misses a couple of kicks and the confidence doesn't bleed over from week two in the preseason to the regular season, yeah, it is going to be a distraction. I'm sure Kyle Shanahan doesn't want to talk about kickers.
Well, we got too many of those in the Bay.
No, I don't talk to the guys. I don't talk to kickers very much. Just tell them to make it.
I mean, you heard the man right there. You heard the man.
What's that? Oh, E, you got to play that on the way back.
Yeah, we're going to come back with it.
What?
Evan Giddings in for Matt Stein. Matt's Gerald, the Guru Johnson. I see you, Mark, in the city. We're going to take your call on the other side. I want to hear from you at 888-957-9570. That segment brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort.